Hello, good morning. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Today, we are conducting a short public opinion serving your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. Or I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you very much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation, unaffiliated? Thank you very much. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
63.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Democratic Party.
Thank you very much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And the first one is Scott Boyd.
Don't know.
Thank you. Erin Huntley.
Don't know.
Carolina Amesti?
Favorably.
Do you think it's favorable or unfavorable?
Favorably.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Kamala Harris?
Favorably.
Do you think it's very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you very much. And by last, Leonard Spencer?
Don't know.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Unsure.
And, well, if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Caroline.
Thank you very much. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Unsure.
Thank you very much. And, well, if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti?
Neither. Just yes.
Thank you very much. And, well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 66% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now, due to State Representative Amesti's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida City House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Unsure.
And for which candidate are you leaning towards?
Unsure. I need to know who the other candidate is before I make the decision.
Okay, thank you very much. And the another candidate, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Unsure.
Just for quality purposes, I have to ask this question again. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Republican until Trump.
Thank you very much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you very much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you very much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.